Coach Q loves the Who. That's why we play it for Coach Q every week when we talk to him here. Coach Q's show is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint, and really a way of life. Hooters, I'm talking about. And Coach Q, who joins us now. How are you, man?
Doing great. How you doing?
Nice talking to you. Man, what fun Saturday night. I mean, you know, everybody's going message. It just looked like everything we love the Blackhawks about was working on all cylinders.
Well, it was a good start. They score a power play goal about 5 seconds into it. And all of a sudden, you get that part of your game that had been struggling in order. And that we played well. I mean, Crow made had some sequence of saves there in the first and second that really kept us in the right place. And I thought a very business-like, solid game for us. And I exited a perfect road trip that we're very happy with the way we played in all three games. And now we got to go home here and get started again here tonight.
Yeah, four in a row at home. It's got to be nice to be back in the building.
Seems like we've been gone forever.
Isn't that weird?
We had 7-8 on the road with the All-Star break in the middle of it. Seems like we've been away for a long time here from playing in front of our own crowd here. But it's always special here, so hopefully we can recapture that feeling right off the bat.
A ton of games at home, a ton of games on the road. It seems like it's been that way all year, more than other seasons. Am I making that up?
Well, I don't know. It shouldn't be the way other seasons, because, you know, sometimes you get the Olympic break and you're off for 2 weeks and they condense the schedule. And I don't know, but this year was a real heavy December, January schedule. You get the extra day off for Christmas. You get 5 days off for the All-Star break. So maybe an extra day there or there, and they got to condense it all. But it's it lightens up here February. We're not as busy here going. We got a week off kind of with the one-game schedule and the outdoor game in Minnesota. March gets busier again, but not as bad as the December-January schedule.
This time of year when, you know, guys might have tired legs and a little bit of rest here and there, being home makes a difference, right? Because you know your schedule. I mean, just regardless of being the top athletes in the world, I mean, traveling takes its toll.
I think it at some points, you know, that's why we try to back off them as the season progresses, practicing or the length of practices or the intensity of practices. So hopefully, you know, you're staying fresh. And I always find that when you keep the guys away, you get way more energy when they do get back on the ice. So hopefully that we'll keep an eye on certain guys for sure that play a little bit more as well, keeping them off the ice when we can. We do get several practices where we're going into practice. We'll get 2 days off or 3 days off in between games. And we'll see those extra days off in between and monitor those guys to see if we can keep them off the ice 2 days in a row. So it'll be good for us to take advantage of it if we can. You know, we're certainly played more games than anybody in the league, and at some point it's got to balance.
Speaking of balance, seems like the scoring has balanced out a bit. You had that amazing streak from Kane all fall long. It's not like he's cooled off. He's still playing great hockey, and he's still the number one threat on the ice. But Taser's doing more than just scoring in overtime. Hossa's getting a couple. And, you know, it's a nice balance across the score sheet.
Yeah, and our defense is kicking in some offense as well. But I like the balance of our team. I like, you know, the goaltenders. Crow's had a great year. Our defense has been solid. Quietly goes about their business, but can be productive offensively as well as defending well. And now we're seeing much better four-line rotation to our team and more consistency with the line scoring game in, game out. So it's been you know, we had two real good months here, and we'd like to continue on what we built in December and January, took off to a different level, and now we got, let's take advantage of this home schedule right now.
You know, Coach Q and I have been friends since we both played together at the Saskatoon Hypothermias back in the day, so I've known him. Not a long time. I don't think I've ever seen your head explode, though, like I did the other night on that no-goal call. Do we need to get you blood pressure meds? Do we need to do something? What are we doing?
I blew a gasket there for sure. I don't think I've never done that before. Grabbed a stick and banged it like I was upset. Anyways.
Yeah, that's the word
so
for it. Upset.
I disagreed with the call, and so we moved on. I thought as a team, I think we handled some adversity there because of a two-goal swing, the disallowed, and then they scored on the power play. So that was a, I lost it for a minute.
Got the team's attention, didn't it?
Well, I didn't need to get the team's attention.
I love the host trying to explain it afterwards, you know, and just the coach was upset. Yeah, he was a little bit.
Yeah, I think he was too. It was his goal.
Do you go back and watch those? Like when I remember talking to Lou Piniella about this, and trust me when I tell you, and I know you're a baseball fan as well. You got nothing on Piniella. Piniella lost his mind as much as anybody, probably this side of Earl Weaver back in, you know, the 80s and 90s and stuff. But when you lose it, you do it in style. Do you ever go back and look at the tape?
No, but I get a lot of people that you know, close to you that say, hey, be careful, Dad. Jeez, I'm worried about you. You know?
Does your wife ever say anything to you? Or she just goes, look, it's his job, whatever.
Oh, my God, or whatever. You know, you're taking it way too serious.
Well, it's your job. That's why you're good at it, man. Let me get Kevin in here. Dave Ennett's on the road with Northwestern Basketball. Say hi to Coach Q. And by the way, if this question isn't good, Kev, he'll take that stick out and he'll smack you with it.
I am now worried, Steve. Thank you very much. Coach, you touched on defensemen chipping in on the offensive side. And you look at guys like Van Riemsdyk. He's had a goal and assist in the past couple games. Roosevelt had his first goal of the season. How big is that for your offense when you're getting production from guys that you're normally not relying on to do any scoring?
It certainly helps, Kevin, when you find you're always going to get some production with Duncan and Hammer. But Rosie scores a huge goal for us, a spectacular play, 4-on-4, you know, coming off an injury as well. So it's nice to see him get on the score sheet. And I always find Reamer comes up into play at the right times, gives us one more threat offensively from the back end. And he got some finish, but that was a big goal in the same game as Rosie scoring. And Hammer, like a lot of times, makes indirect plays. But those safe plays sometimes can lead to offense when you don't always have to manufacture offense. So it's some different ways of scoring. It really helped the balance, not just defending, but there is some offense to all their games. And I think doing the right things defensively lead to good things offensively.
Fans come back tonight, and they're going to see the Sharks, and season to season, Sharks and the Blackhawks, always a pretty good matchup. But what do you want them to look out for tonight on the ice from the other bench?
They're dangerous. They're fast. They're quick. They their power play is always dangerous. Their top two lines can score. They're good off the rush. They got an active back end. So it's you got to be ready with the best road teams in the league. So there's a lot of things going for them this year, particularly away from home.
I don't know if you're familiar with it. We talk all the time about how great the guys are on the team. And, you know, when you compare it, especially, it's funny, Coach, because today, there's a story of a couple of guys in football and a guy in baseball who, were either arrested or about to be arrested and just being knuckleheads. And the quality of guys on this team continues to impress. And there's a Scott Darling story that's out there, which I don't even know if you're familiar with it, but it went viral on the internet about Scott Darling helping a guy out in Phoenix. Do you know the story?
I read it, yeah. It's a pretty amazing story.
It is pretty amazing. An Uber driver was talking about this. He posted it, and it got famous real fast. And Scott Darling is the last guy to ask you to brag about him, and he didn't ask me to mention him at all. But in short, I'd ask you to just Google Scott Darling, and you'll get the story. Basically, a guy that's been going through some really hard times, Scott paid for him to stay at a hotel, get him back on his feet, gave him groceries and helped him out with some cash, and then checked on him constantly. And that's the kind of thing, Coach, that it's all about character. And, the character on this team continues to come through.
Yeah, well, we got some special guys, a very unique story there that, Darryl's had some tough times and had some tough experiences and got to share one with somebody the less fortunate. And hopefully, it turns a bad story into a great story. And that definitely, Darryl's story is very comparable of what he had to deal with. So it was a nice gesture.
Yeah, talk about paying it forward, right? I mean, he's a good man.
Perfect.
Coach, have fun tonight.
Thank you very much. Have fun, guys.
Oh, and next time you and I talk, it appears the long-awaited Coach Q mustache night is going to happen. I'll have details next time we talk.
All right, okay.
Well, don't act like you're less excited. I mean, come on, man.
First I heard of it.
What are you talking about? I brought this up months ago, and now it's finally happening.
Yeah, but I didn't see it. I didn't see a delivery.
You know what? You're right. I can't argue with you. Have fun tonight. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Q, and Mustache Night is coming, I promise you.